Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I want to talk about Tom Brady.
Do you?
Whoa!
Yes.
Hold on.
I can't wait.
What happens when you offer a harsh critique of a great player, unless you show up with 1,000 roses and a 50-layer cake?
That's delicious.
You're a hater.
A hater.
I hate.
Silencing the haters.
He didn't get the job done.
I just didn't believe what Tom Brady had to say.
He's the low.
Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order.
Tom Brady is garbage.
Right now.
You're very good at watching movies and retaining numerical and sports facts.
Oh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hold on, I'm just filling out this protected status form for
you're
the company.
Fine.
Hold on. Native what? American?
It's a yes.
1/16th, maybe? You what
have,
do you think?
Yes, huh? You have high cheekbones.
Can I
you're
pass
good.
For that?
Okay. You're good. Everybody's got
right,
Indian
let
in
me
them.
See that. Interoperitis? Yes, I do have it. How severely? Oh,
it's
severe.
Pretty bad. The worst we've ever seen.
Exactly. All right. There. Okay.
Can you hand it to me so I can keep it for you?
Yeah. So
okay.
Let me just sign it. Protected status. So be very be very careful.
Thank you. I have it in front of me.
Be very careful.
So are you nervous?
Nervous about what?
Are you nervous about it? Because
like
this is a challenge I don't think you're even
going
to be able to accomplish. Because people are lined up already. They want to debate you. They want to talk to you. And I have a feeling, a lot of them probably feel like you won't be able to help yourself and you're going to interrupt and talk over them. What do you want to start with? What do you want? You want to do this? We're going to get to the Patriots. Okay, I know you have an itch. And you want to scratch it, okay? But I want to do this first. I want to do this first. Just humor me for a second. And if you can get through the first two calls, we'll proceed. All right?
Okay. Let's go to Tim in Canton. Tim, are you having a wonderful day today?
I am, Big O. Are you?
I am, Tim, and I'm so happy that you are having a wonderful day.
Tim sucks. Why do we let him do it?
Because he went to the first guy that agrees with him.
The first guy that likes him.
I mean, that's just so pathetic. And you don't have to be a different guy. You just can't
just
interrupt
be yourself.
Anyone.
Just don't try to be anybody other than you, Little Earl.
Tim, go ahead.
All right, thanks, boys. Because I was going to say, it shouldn't have been would he interrupt. It would be, is he going to even let people speak? So, Big O, first, I have a question. Then I want to defend you. Who is the dentist you're going to, Dr. Mengele? Because it sounds like your tongue is fighting your teeth to talk these days, bro. You got to see somebody
else. No, I'm good. I think it's the
sure
microphone. No, I think it's the microphone.
It's
okay,
a W-250.
So
12 of those,
now,
though, were
like
singles.
You. Big O, I'd like to defend you.
All right, go ahead.
You just made a comment that you're in the business, and so you do listen to these out-of-market people. And I will say I'm sure that you were listening to other broadcasts that people were doing from their attic on the ocean. Is that true?
True.
You were, so
such
what
a,
other
such
podcast
a baby.
Broadcasts
you
were
know
you
what?
Listening to?
You know what? Stop. You know what, Tim? Put him on hold real quick. Tim, hold on. We'll get right back to you. I want you to go to Mike in South Boston. Stop being a coward. Stop being a little baby. Go to Mike. Mike, how you doing? You're on the air.
Good, Mike. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I want to go back to a topic yesterday. I strongly agree with Stephen A. that Mike Tomlinson is wrongfully being targeted by the NFL. And I want to know what Glenn thought about that.
That he's being what?
Targeted by the NFL because he's black.
Yeah, Stephen A. thinks that he's getting targeted and people want him fired because he's black, not because he sucks.
Oh, not by the NFL, but he's being targeted by people who are critical of him. Right? Well, weren't they critical of Mike McCarthy? Haven't they been critical about every other coach that has had problems and their team is underperformed? It's a joke.
He seems to be far more in the spotlight than all those other guys.
Who does? Tomlin?
Tomlin? Yeah.
No. No, yes. Marv, over the years, the last few years, Marv Lewis has been far more in the spotlight, has he not?
Again, a black man.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I like where this is going.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, all right, thanks, Mike.
Him. Thanks, Mike.
All right, let's go to Chris in Plainville, my neck of the woods.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
Hey, I would like Lou and Christian, if they could, discuss the last Celtics championship team and try to compare them to the 86 team. And I would like them to see if they could come up with a better argument why the last Celtics championships with Pierce and Garnett are better than the 86 teams. I mean, I personally think the last team was a better, but I want to see how Christian and Lou can do it, and I want to see if Glenn can even come close to trying to do this one. Glennie?
Well, I'm going to let Glenn go first since he's the basketball savant. You know,
I always...
The key here for you, Chris, is to debate Glenn, not ask a stupid question and then bail out.
He doesn't think Glenn could stay out.
What are you doing? I want you to ask Glenn a question. A blanket, vague question like that. Who cares about the 86 Celtics? The Lakers were better.
I think Casey Jones was an absolute stick figure. I think he did absolutely nothing for that championship team. I think he was the worst coach, and he got in the way more than he got out of
well,
the
Chris,
way. I don't know what Glenn seems to think about that.
The game is different. I mean, you're watching now Golden State. It's playing away from the rim. Everyone's lined up shooting the three. Even in 07, different than 86. They moved the ball better. The team was deeper. You had Bird. I love Bird. Cornbread. But this team here with Garnett, the game has been changed.
Chris, it's obvious. Chris, it's obvious that these two guys would like to talk and not allow me to talk. So I'll let Christian make his two cents.
You're
here.
So boring right now. You're what? Missing. You're How missing the boring? Point of the experiment.
No,
okay.
You're
no. You know what he's trying to do. I'll tell you what he's trying to do. He's trying to prove that this is boring.
Yeah.
That this is like, you know, if you don't interrupt, ding. That's not real. That's not real talk. It's not the way guys talk. So we got to interrupt everybody. Is this the way you want me? You want me to be nice? Nice, Glennie. Nice, Glennie.
You want combative?
No, I agree with you.
Glenn, because you are the combative because you are the king of stating the obvious of what other people say. You repeat what everyone says all the time.
Right.
Your original thought process is not there. And I sit there and listen to Lou and Christian say original points all day long, and you do nothing but repeat it, maybe put a second or different word in it, and that's what you've done for 20 years on the radio.
Well, you're comparing 08 with 86.
Thank might you, have Chris.
Been the dumbest call we've gotten
Chris made
all
up
year
for
long.
It
might have been the
points.
Dumbest call.
A lot of good points, though.
Talk about it. Obvious.
I'd take Paul Pierce over Bird.
Here's, here's Mike in Westport. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you today? Good day today?
Excellent.
Such a baby.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It's, what, 6-7 days in a row without rain? It's a great day.
It's a great day. Yeah, I like it when it doesn't rain. How about you, Christian? You like it
I think
it
it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been horrible.
I didn't say, like, unscrew your balls and throw them over your shoulder. Like, what are you doing?
To Rob.
What's wrong with you?
Unscrew your balls and throw them out the window. Mike, what do you got, buddy? Let's go. We got a show. We just won't interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was going to say, I think it'll be a better day that Glenn won't squeeze his fat ass down. I mean, Santa won't squeeze his fat ass down the chimney before Glenn interrupts. But I get a
top comedy on the radio. This is
bad
unbelievable.
Attempts.
I know.
God, and
know.
EEI wants to do talk radio now on the Red Sox play-by-play broadcast. So you can get a guy like Mike from Westport.
You know, you
so
got
it's stupid-ass jokes out there.
Right, give me, hold on, no. Give me Mike.
Please.
Give me Andy. Give me Andy in the truck.
No,
Andy
I'm going,
in the
I'm going
truck.
Back
go
to
Andy
my
Andy
friend.
In the truck.
No,
Tim's
going.
All
you hung up on Tim. I'm going back to my friend Tim. Hi, Tim.
I never hung up on him.
Tim, is life still good for you since the last time we talked?
All right, so. Oh, Lou's Lord. Partner on the M&M podcast Ooh. Had a lot to say about you this morning, Glenn, and I defended you.
Thank you,
defended
Tim.
That you at least had an opinion, even though you don't gamble. He ripped your new one, Glenn.
What is up?
He did.
Who's that? Fraud.
Is that Mutt?
Must be Mutt. Which Mutt was it?
The monkey. Yeah, well, of course it was.
Which Mutt? Morning Mutt? Midday Mutt? Afternoon Mutt? Nighttime Mutt? Weekend Mutt?
It was
gambling Mutt? Drunk Mutt?
Oh, you're interrupting me.
Oh!
I need to.
See, you guys. Hey, no, Tim, okay. Good job,
it's
buddy.
Difficult to do this. I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to find a technique
Glenn,
here to pull
now
it off.
Now it's the Glenn I won't let anybody talk. Glenn, I'm trying to defend you. It was the Mutt. I don't want to go against Dale because I'm afraid of him, so I'll attack Glenn Mutt, which is such a fraud. And he called you out for not being a real gambler and you shouldn't have an opinion, which you usually don't, but I gave you credit for having one. About who people should gamble and bet on. And, by the way, Mutt would not take a pick for tonight because that fraud, that monkey, is too stupid to even say who might win tonight because he's not betting on it. That's your competition, Glenn. That's the guy who's ripping you.
See,
wow,
please.
Trombone with
please.
A, with
I, can't,
a on.
I can't even respond
Does he not
to
go after Dale and Keith?
No, he doesn't. He does not.
He's after a show that connects to you.
Well, you get
because if you go after a show like, you know, we go after the morning guys, it's sort of like a running high type of thing. Just, you know, you want that. You know, in the back in the old school, it was like, you know, Minahan, we go after a midday because they're connected. We were right there. It's easy to go after the midday.
You
never see them.
Yeah, exactly. See, so he's not going to do anything to Dale. Or first of all, he's, you know, buddies with Keith.
I mean,
you know?
He's stupid. He's a baseball
But he's not going to go against Dale exactly. Because he's nervous about Dale. Dale will probably verbally undress him, mentally just undress him. And then what, he's going to be a big hairy monkey sitting right there, butt naked.
I feel
no
bad.
Clothes on.
Don't you feel bad for him, though?
No, I don't feel bad for
he
him.
He comes in
he's
here.
He's got an awesome job. He's got, he's
doesn't have a contract.
He's a part-time member of the best pregame show in the state of Massachusetts.
He's paid like a part-timer. What are we talking about?
He likes to kind of pick and choose when he's part of the pregame show with Keefe and I.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like he never shows up. He takes a day off every time we have a pregame show. So Keefe and I have decided
we are pulling
his
rank?
Name from the rank. He doesn't have any rank.
Well, he's a morning host, so now he has to do this stupid little...
It's beneath them.
Sunday show?
Yeah. Oh, 4 hours. I don't want to talk football. I do it all week.
Poirier was a star that interview. Yeah.
It was great.
No doubt about it.
So he's not, we're taking his name off the show. Oh my Lord.
That was a bad idea. Awful.
Honestly, is that
good
the
God.
Noise?
Guys.
This is bad.
I don't want to interrupt,
Holy
but I
Jesus,
I
dogs need, everywhere.
I need jumped. I need a signal to tell you guys to shut up.
How many cars do you think crashed right now?
Oh my God. Oh.
Okay, no, I don't. Pick a different bell.
Get another
pick
bell.
Pick a different bell.
Is that the bell? Get
that
another
is not,
bell.
That doesn't work.
I need a signal. I need a signal to shut you guys down so that I don't interrupt
you.
Hold on. Did I hang up on? I hung up on Mike from Westport. I'm so sorry, Mike. Please continue your thoughts.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call again. I had a question. You know, why would the Red Sox, after winning a world championship, spend all the money while during a championship year they lost ratings to the Patriots?
That's right.
Why do you think they would feel that they would need to spend the money? Because they're already making the money.
Guys,
do you guys like Mike's approach?
Yeah.
Mike talked very slowly,
yep.
Trying to bait him with
nice.
The pauses to try to bait Glenn to jump in and interrupt.
It's
and
good.
I got to give you credit, Glenn.
Yeah. I got to give Mike credit also. One more. Give me Andy in the truck.
One more.
Andy's in the truck. Hello, Andy.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
How's things in the truck today, Andy?
Oh, it's not too bad, but they're better on the radio, I'm sure.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the thing, okay? Somebody calls in talking about Stephen A. and targeting Tomlin because he's over racism, right? In New England, okay, Bill Belichick makes one silly call and people are calling for this guy's job. He's won 5 Super Bowls, been to 8. And
yep.
They call for his job.
Yep.
And somebody wants to say Stephen A., or Mike Tomlin is just getting calls for his job because he's a black man. This Mike Tomlin stuck his leg out and tried to trip a guy in an actual game.
Hey, Andy, Stephen A., hold on, enough. I got into the conversation. But, thank you very much, Ryan.
But, was that
let me
him?
Let me get a word in here.
Okay, go ahead, Andy. Go ahead, Andy. I give you the floor, Andy. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Hey, somebody must be slipping something in Glenn's drink. He's toned down quite a bit today.
Could use some drink today,
it's
too.
Actually pretty good.
Good.
This is good. All right, Andy.
Andy's a good caller.
Andy, you get the gold star today. Thank you for that, Andy. I appreciate it. Glenn, you're doing actually pretty good. You're doing better than I thought.
He hates this.
You're
Look
doing better than I thought.
But he's turning red right now.
The key is he's got to do – that was one segment. Okay, he's got to do it for a whole hour. He's going to give up. Because we're going to actually get into some real good, hard Patriot talk right now.
Real good.
Okay, that's the sign. Have you recognized that we're supposed to
stop talking?
That's him trying to get in.
That's him raising his hand?
That's a good idea.
See, the problem, gentlemen, you have is if you don't want somebody to interrupt, that when you give a signal like I'm giving you guys right now, you've got to back off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We will. I didn't.
There
listen,
is.
He's playing
No, the
five
signal
different
back
bells.
Off, not talk up. Back up. So you talked about the Stephen A. Smith thing yesterday, right? My guess
there's
is.
There's more.
My guess is you had the same probably opinion that most people have. This is just lazy. Anytime you throw the race card out on the table like this because a guy is underperforming, the Pittsburgh Steelers are fighting for their life on Sunday. They don't win that game. They're probably not going to make the playoffs. And don't we, in cases like that, start talking about the coach? And this is a guy who's got a history having issues.
You didn't hear that sound yesterday from Stephen A.
I did hear it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Yeah,
well,
I
hold did. On. Hold
we
on.
We're playful when we come back.
See,
get into
you
it.
Mentioned,
lazy.
Hold on. But you mentioned lazy.
Yep.
Okay. And Stephen A. Smith. I have an unbelievable example of probably the laziest thing he's ever done. I shouldn't say that. Talk about getting exposed. And not just, you know, doing the stupid stuff that he, you know, going crazy. But this, if this isn't an indication that he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about,
I'm proud of you. You went out and you did your research. And for Christmas, I'm giving you a subscription to the Sacramento Bee. Okay. Yes, online subscription. You get right back.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This man is a black man. You know, you got a whole bunch of people or a bunch of white coaches that if they were doing what he did, they wouldn't be saying anything. Sean Payton missed the playoffs 3 straight years before the Saints made the playoffs last year. I didn't hear anybody talking about him needing to be gone. How many times I bring up Jason Garrett? But we allude to the relationship between him and his stepdaddy and Jerry Jones. It's no problem. You win 65% of your games. You have never had a losing record in your career as a head coach, and we're talking about you being gone? That is ridiculous.
Pittsburgh.
And it highlights and illuminates a double standard that I do not appreciate. No.
First of all, there is no a double standard on this one. He's full of it right now. Because go back and look it up with Sean Payton. Come on, Stephen A. You'll find a zillion different people that were critical of Sean Payton. He's not that good a coach. What is he still doing there? Come on. And he had a great quarterback. Coaches get criticized like Belichick did last year in the Super Bowl, even though they are great quarterbacks, okay? Or great coaches, rather. So nobody is pointing the finger strictly at Mike Tomlin. They're doing it at any coach who is underachieving.
You missed it yesterday because we had a caller accusing us of bringing race into the discussion.
Well, Stephen A. brought race into the discussion.
Not according to the caller.
No, we're sitting here arguing the other point.
Yeah.
Even
because
we never
Stephen
take a
position. Stephen A. is lazy, you know, because you can go back to 2017 before the Saints season started that there were people calling for Sean Payton to let go.
Of course they were.
Should they extend him? I don't think they should extend him. Look what he's done. He's got Drew Brees. And there was that discussion. There's always discussions on Jason Garrett. And I'm not so sure it really has anything to do with his relationship with his in-law, father-in-law, whatever it is. It's because they don't think he's good enough to coach that team. Why? Because they feel like there's enough talent on that team to win. I was saying this before. Yesterday we were talking about there's two types of coaches that are on a hot seat. One's like Hugh Jackson. You win 2 games in 2 years, you're not good at your job. We got to move on and find someone who's competent. The other one is somebody like, we mentioned it, John Farrell. You won 2 years in a row, but you know what? That ain't good enough. I'm putting talent on the field. So if the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are extremely loyal to their coaches, look at it and say, there's too much talent on this field for us to have 3 postseason wins in the last 7 years.
See, the thing is, you deserve
to be on the hot seat.
The thing that just drove me crazy is that he allowed race to be part of the discussion.
It's lame.
It's worse than lame, though. It's dangerous, Glenn. It's worse than we had example after example. A current white coach in any sport being fired, replacing him with another white coach or a black coach.
This man is a black man.
I'll give you an example. So Dwayne Casey,
mm-hmm.
Toronto Raptors head coach, was coach of the year,
mm-hmm.
right? Best team, best record in the East. Gets fired. Gets fired because why? He's underachieving. He's losing to LeBron James over and over again. They replace him with a white guy.
Nick Nurse.
Now, so if I'm okay with you, if Dwayne Casey is your guy and you like him, fine. He got fired because he underachieved. Not because... And people weren't picking on him because he was black. That's what Stephen A. was trying to say. Like, Mike Tomlin shouldn't be criticized at all. And if you're criticizing him based on his history, you're only doing it because he's black. That's his point of view, which is in frickin' sane.
No,
it is. It's crazy.
Well, especially with Mike Tomlin, when you look at the track record and the personnel that they've had over the years. And by the way, I don't believe Mike Tomlin is going to get fired in the offseason, even if they lose on Sunday and they don't make the playoffs. I think they will stay with
him. Someone's going to get fired. Their defensive coordinator will be fired. Their special teams coach will be fired.
But he won't.
He won't be fired.
Right. He won't be fired because they're loyal. They've had 3 coaches there in like 50 years. Boy, I heard it yesterday, and Stephen A. is just so lame. But this is even worse today. Worse in that it was just stupidity that he obviously did not do his homework and did not do research. So we have a big game coming up tonight between the Chargers and the Chiefs. A lot at stake for these two teams for the division. Okay? So there's Teddy Bruschi, there's
Stephen. So if you're looking at the TV, left to right, Stephen A. Smith, right?
Right.
Teddy in the middle.
Yep.
Okay, I wish that we can get a visual of this, but we can't. So we're going to tweet it out, and you'll see it. And then Cliff on the right.
Max Kellerman on the right.
What was the question, though? What were they?
So the question is, what is, do you believe, is the key matchup in this game? Okay, Teddy Bruschi's just rolling his eyes, but here it is.
I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at Travis Kelce. I think they're going to have the ability to exploit certain things. I think
that's
they'll do just
That's all you need.
So the Hunter Henry discussion.
So if you listened, okay, if you watch football, if fantasy football players got to know this.
Hunter Henry last year was interesting.
Especially with
Gates kind of getting hurt. Yeah. A lot of the talk was Hunter Henry. Yeah. That's a guy you want to claim. That's a guy you want to pick up as your tight end. Okay. Last year.
Okay, so what is the big point here, Glenn?
He got hurt in August or July in the summertime, and he's out for the season.
He's been out the whole year.
The entire season.
Hasn't stepped foot on the field. Has no stats whatsoever. And you're talking about, here's the guy that's going to be the key matchup.
X-Factor.
Well, he's your X-Factor. San Diego against Eric Berry. First time he's played all year. Okay, but this is what makes it worse, right? And Ron, you got this, right? So what makes it worse, obviously, one of his
Teddy's response.
Well, Teddy's response was non-verbal.
The look was just the
look.
Best.
Yes.
Don't want to interrupt you guys. There's one more. He mentions the matchup with Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson, I believe, was cut a year ago, was he not? Did he not come up on somebody else's roster at the beginning of the year? He was playing for some other team, and I believe Derek Johnson right now is a free agent out of football.
So during this whole
check on that, Ryan, but I believe that's the case.
So during this whole exchange, during this, you know, he's making his prediction, right? His key matchup. Teddy kind of overhears him, right? And he doesn't know whether he should cut him off, call him out, or just kind of let it go. He does the good old boy thing. He kind of just lets it go because he doesn't want to embarrass him. Obviously, they go to break. One of his producers probably gets in his ear and says, "Listen, oh, by the way, every single person you mentioned, especially Hunter Henry, is oh, they didn't go to so
no,
they didn't
they
go to break. So they grabbed his ear during that segment. And every single person that you mentioned is not even playing right now. Hunter Henry's been out since the beginning of the season. And this is Stephen A's response.
Let me throw myself on my sword here. Virgil Green, I meant not Hunter Henry, who hasn't played all year, so I apologize for that.
Yeah.
I just confused my – I was thinking Virgil Green. My bad.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So hold on. It gets better. That's not the end of it. Virgil Green. You go back and look at Virgil Green. So you talk about key matchups. You want to find a guy that's kind of replaced Hunter Henry, right? And he's like taking that production and then he's making it his own. Virgil Green has 15 receptions on the year.
I think most he had, like, early in the year, he had like games where he had like 2 and 3.
Okay, so that
he's one catch a week basically in the last 10 games.
Yeah, so I think he's got one touchdown on the year. So as far as key matchups, X Factor, this guy should not be part of the discussion.
You know what he was doing?
So he tries to, like, fix it, tries to save himself. Oh, my bad. Virgil Green. Somebody got in his ear and said, "Who's the backup tight end? Virgil Green."
But
God
who's
forbid.
Who's Derek Johnson?
He was a linebacker. He played for Kansas City last year, right? He's not with them this year. Matter of fact, I thought he was on some –
Somebody got
was
yelled at.
Was it Tampa Bay or – he was on a
He's
different –
Oakland.
He was
I don't know
in Oakland
if he's still there right now, but that's
no, he's
where
gone.
He was.
He's gone. He was in Oakland. That's exactly what happened.
He's not on Kansas City either.
Correct. You know
so
what?
The
X-Factor I'm going to tell you what he did.
Hunter Henry versus Derek Johnson.
He looked at last year's rosters. He probably had one of those old books sitting around the office, the Arledge book or whatever. He looked up last year's rosters because they told him what he was going to do on the stand up.
Yeah, Derek Johnson last year played for him.
He did. So that's what they
that's
did, and
no,
Derek Johnson was cut by them,
though.
and Ryan's right, he was picked up by the Raiders.
You got a huge game, San Diego, Kansas City, and they got a segment that's preparing for. Okay, pick your key matchups, and he says Hunter Henry because he's got to go up against Derek Johnson. Neither one of them will be playing in this game tonight.
Now, Los Angeles,
neither one of them are on the rosters of the teams that are playing tonight.
He wasn't, somebody got fired.
I got to fall on the sword, though. I'm talking about Virgil Green.
Yeah,
the other guy that gets
on my sword here. Virgil Green, I meant not Hunter Henry, who hasn't played all year, so I apologize for that.
And hey, listen to Cliff in the background. Oh, yeah.
Well, the best part of it is, you see Teddy Bruschi rolling his eyes, and Kellerman's like, what is he talking about? And the producers pick up on it, so they cut away from that shot, because both of these guys just can't hide their disgust.
Well, just, I don't think Kellerman was rolling his eyes, was he?
No, Teddy was serious.
Kellerman, I don't think, realized it.
No, Kellerman agreed. Thought it was going to be a big match.
Yes, he didn't realize it.
Virgil Green.
So what they are is talking heads. They go on there, and it's probably an unfair premise to have them go, Teddy Bruschi, you ask one of your football experts.
Unfair. These guys talk about everything. They got a huge game tonight. Everybody can sit there and talk about San Diego and Kansas City. It's not like there's two crappy teams going at it tonight. And before that, we're going to have Teddy Bruschi on. We're going to talk about this game tonight. So, you know, ahead of time, I want you guys thinking, you know, what's your big matchup? So you spend time and you come out with Hunter Henry and Derek Johnson, and neither one of them are on the team?
He's going up against Derek Johnson.
So here's the best.
What?
Here's the best way of doing it. He has no clue.
My bad.
No clue.
Virgil Green. Did someone sit there and say, okay, who's covering Virgil Green?
My bad.
You know what he was doing, Kristen? He was trying to get clever and find some little matchup that nobody else would talk about, as opposed to sitting there saying the Chargers can run against Kansas City. Kansas City's got to stop the run, even though they don't have Melvin Gordon. They still can run the football because Kansas City. Right.
Virgil Green, by the way, the Chargers who have won three straight. They're on a roll. You know, they beat Arizona, went to Pitt, won that big game, beat Cincinnati.
Keep it simple.
They're coming into this game in the last three games. Virgil Green, the X Factor, has had one target, zero catches in the last three games.
Oh, my God.
He tried to get cute. He tried to get deep, involved analyst, okay? Let me Chatham you, and let me get into the details of it.
And
he screwed up because he had last year's rosters. And by the way, he's getting criticized for saying San Diego. I know you do it a lot. A lot of people do it.
Everybody does.
It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while.
You know, but nobody gets the L.A. Rams messed up. They only mess up the Chargers.
Because they were there in L.A. years ago, so maybe it's easier for people to do it.
They're still in California.
I don't know.
It's funny, so like right now.
Oh, yeah, they're still California to us.
Yeah.
You know that the Rams aren't St. Louis anymore. So you know that they're in L.A. San Diego, they moved to L.A. They're still San Diego.
They're not San Diego.
They're still San Diego.
No, they're Los Angeles.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they
are. You're lazy.
No.
Stephen A., you're lazy.
No.
You don't want to go there.
Not at all.
But you need to start calling them L.A. I know some people who still call the Colts Baltimore. Okay? So that talk about old references. You can't continue to do it. You got to get over it and understand they're going to be in L.A. now forever. They're never going back to San Diego. And you have to call him that.
So damn disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's so funny. He went all in, though.
He went all in
because when you bring up our lads and you look at the depth chart, so they list the Chargers list two tight ends as starters. They don't have a fullback. They list two tight ends, Virgil Green and Sean Culkin. Okay? And then Antonio Gates is listed. At least I'm going with a recognizable name. But Gates is not the player he was. I know, but I've done a lot of crappy college games where I don't know any of the names. I don't even watch the game, okay? But I make sure I get one name, and I sit there, I go to town on that guy, and even if it doesn't matter if I'm right, it's my opinion. So, hey, Little Earl is the fastest guy I've ever seen in pads. How do you know how many people I've seen in pads?
But you know what, Stephen A?
How am I wrong?
All up in your face.
Stephen A was like Pete Shepard going to the
exactly.
PC lineup on the Tennessee radio.
That's what I would have said. I would have said, you know what? Guys, I lost my notes. I have last year's notes when they played against each other. I forgot Hunter Henry's not even on the team. Before that, he mentioned Spencer Ware.
But so the bad part is he's giving this matchup, and Bruschi is the one that needs to comment on it. And so you can see it in Bruschi's eyes.
Priceless.
Do I rat him out, or do I just play along with it just to move along? And as you do in TV, you move along to play along, and that's what he did. He did
the defense is very good. Tom O'Brien has done a pretty good job. You all saw the Miami game.
The best ever.
I love that.
Wait, let it go.
No, the best. The best was Bruschi's face. No, keep going. Let's keep going. I want to hear more Pete.
There are no real standouts on this football team. You know, they're really not.
I think I look for a defensive effort.
You know, you got to have and their offensive line. The Eagles have put a lot of offensive line linemen in the NFL the last few years. You know, a few other guys, but you know, and you got to look at other guys. Geez, you know what? To be honest with you. I'm drawing a blank here, you guys, for the offense. I had a bunch of stats in front of me, and for some reason they're not here.
Oh, I love the guy. It's all right, buddy. It's okay.
Talking SEC football fans.
Right? Yeah, that's ACC football.
ACC, yeah.
That's what Kellerman did. It's okay, buddy. It's all right, buddy. No, good, don't worry about it. You got last year's. You got last year's team. So you have this gigantic game tonight. Okay,
big game between
the Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not like it's, you know, Jacksonville in Buffalo on a dull Thursday in December. This is a big, huge game, and you're putting your analyst up there, and you're putting your talk show guys up there, and they have no clue. No clue.
Well, I will say, I mean,
and you know how TV works.
Well, I know how that show works too.
And they sat there and gave him all the information. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the question. We're doing 4 hours, and a lot of it, we have no idea what we're doing next. Right? These guys are all scripted.
What's worse is that he tried to save his ass, and he made it worse.
Brusky's
expression is like,
because the eyes squint, and then he turns the head and he looks to his left like,
did I hear that right?
Hey,
so funny.
I'm in a time warp. It's 2017.
Pro Football Talk is actually, I think Pro Football Talk is actually took a screenshot of Teddy's face when he tilted his head to the left. Awesome. And that's their avatar now. It's the best. I wish I would have thought of it. Yeah. It's the best.
It is the best. So he had a guy who was injured back in the summer and never played a single game and is out for the season.
That's good.
And then the other guy he had him playing against was a guy who they cut back in the summer, got picked up by the Raiders, and then cut by the Raiders. So he's already been on another team. And Stephen A. has them both playing in tonight's game.
You guys got a little bitter brew today, huh?
Oh, yes, we did. That is incredible.
I wish we would have had
it. You think that? I don't know if the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, very good, Lou. Very good, Lou.
I was really confused by this, but I guess they're jumping on Stephen A. as well because they updated their injury report.
Ooh.
And they said LaDainian Tomlinson is out, Dan Fouts is out, and Lance Allworth.
That's a classic.
They're all out tonight.
That's great.
Let me throw myself on my sword here,
Virgil.
And
what's a sword?
Is it sword or sword?
It's sword. It's not sword.
Hey, potato.
I mean, really, it's like, what are you trying to?
Sword.
How cute. Yeah, sword?
Sword.
Yeah, whatever. He's rattled.
Is that some Fortnite?
He's had a rough couple days.
Oh, yeah.
He's
had a rough couple days. Fake names I've used?
You?
College sport on CBS Sports Network. Oh, forget about it. Forget about it. I just make them up. Oh yeah, San Jose State fullback. Yeah, Jill Smith.
Jill
McKillicuddy, McKillicuddy. Quattro.
All right,
bailed his ass out.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls.
Conferencing. A special message from Teddy Bruschi.
Hey, it's Teddy Bruschi. You're listening to my former teammate Christian Fourier and two other guys.
Let's get back to more of Some Dude, Some Other Dude, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
And I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derrick Johnson. Let me throw myself on my sword here. Virgil Green, I meant not Hunter Henry, who hasn't played all year, so I apologize for that. I just confused my name. I was thinking Virgil Green. My bad.
Stop tweeting and get in your playbook.
Unbelievable.
That's what he should have said.
You know what? The one we totally missed, he also expected a big night from Spencer Ware tonight. Spencer Ware's out of tonight's game.
He missed everybody.
It was unbelievable. He actually mentioned all of these players, one that's out for the season, one that not only is not with the team, but already played for another team.
But here's the thing.
And another one that's injured.
You could go on and talk about, you know, what do you expect tonight, Chargers and Chiefs? You should be able to talk about that game without even mentioning Hunter Henry, Derrick Johnson, Spencer Ware. You know what I mean? You should sit there. You could focus on Kelsey and Mahomes and Hill and Keenan Allen and the Williams kids, you know, and you know, maybe you don't know Eckler's out. I don't know. You know, you could talk about whether Gordon's in there or not. Whatever. The new kid Jackson, Phillip Rivers. There's so many names.
Phillip Rivers.
Names in this game
still
to talk
Keenan
about.
Keenan Allen.
Where you don't have to focus.
The height of the wide receivers.
Eric Berry coming
very
back.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
very
so
good.
Easy. Like, the mismatch is the wide receivers of the San Diego Chargers. See, I can do this.
Joey Bosa.
Ooh.
Attacking a quarterback. Running him, forcing him out of the pocket.
Yeah, why would you focus on those matchups,
because he looked at last year's Our Lads Guide.
Weird.
That's what he did.
Exactly
he looked at last year's roster.
He expected a big game out of Alex Smith tonight.
He probably had one of those.
They got to contain Alex Smith out of the pocket.
Not only is he on a different team, but he's hurt on that other team. Not only is he playing for the Washington Redskins, but he's hurt. And he may lose his leg.
But that's what he did.
He's got an infection in his leg.
That's what he did. He took last year. He went into his office, and he probably had one of those guides, those NFL guides for last season. Picked it up, and he looked at the rosters, and he figured the same thing. It's pretty funny. You want to hear a real stupid one, though? There's so many stupid comments being made.
Yeah.
How about Colin Cowherd, who has now figured out what has happened to the Brady-Belichick feud and why the lovely couple apparently are back together once again.
Brady and Belichick are back to getting along. They're vibing now. Their ongoing relationship is back to being what it was. If a couple gets along for 15 years and then suddenly they have trouble, is there another man in the picture, another woman in the picture? Their strain was Jimmy Garoppolo. If Garoppolo was on a 9-game winning streak and they were battling the Rams for a number 1-2 seed in the West, Bill would still be simmering. He'd be pissed. Tommy doesn't get caught in embarrassing judgment decisions in Beverly Hills. Tommy doesn't get hurt again for the second time in a brief career. Garoppolo's failures have brought Bill and Brady back together.
Yeah, they're back together
That's
again.
That's the dumbest take.
I banned Max Kellerman's sound from this show.
Don't do it to Cowherd. We need all the dopes we can find.
I feel like we should.
Nope.
I feel like we should. Because he just, there's so many things wrong with these talking head shows, and it just drives me crazy. So they're friends again. They've decided to rekindle their romance because I guess they were in a lover's triangle, right? It was a lover's quarrel, right? And that was Jimmy Garoppolo. And since he decided to leave and failed, he really got hurt, but didn't have the chance to succeed or fail. He's just basically not playing.
No, but in order for that to work, because he said if Garoppolo was playing well, then Bill would still be pissed. So in order for that, for Bill to be fine with it, but Bill realizes that Garoppolo, the guy he believed in, isn't any good? Or just because he's hurt, he still thinks he made the right decision? So Bill's admitting that, yeah, you know what, you're right. I'm glad I have you because, look, Jimmy got hurt. So will you like me again, Tom? I don't believe that.
Is there another man in the picture?
Whether he's hurt or not, it wouldn't matter.
How could you believe that? It makes zero sense. What do you think Bill's doing sitting there going, hey, Tom, look at the idiotic text that I got from Garoppolo. What a fool. He's out for the season. He won't play for the first half.
He wants to come back. I told him no.
Star.
I'm taking these stupid texts from Garoppolo. I sent him a couple of, I hope things work out for you, and this is what I'm getting. This is embarrassing. You're right. The problem with most of these shows, and we do it ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
We do it. Yeah. You sit here and you force stuff because it becomes a soap opera.
Well, I think which I guess it doesn't bug me. I guess maybe it does. Like even this,
if you were a player, it would bug you.
Well, I think the Brady, it's weird the way people have this association issues with Brady and how they're constantly trying to time out his demise. Like they're constantly trying to figure out and pinpoint the exact moment. Like the Grinch, and even his heart broke or his heart grew too big, right?
The cliff.
Like, they're trying to pinpoint it.
Your guy, Warren Moon.
Well, and I want to get into this. I don't know if you can, right? We're going to take a break in a second.
Don't worry about the break.
It's like all these guys. What the Bleacher Report does, and here's the title of it. Does Tom Brady still have it? Like, how many times have you heard that or a version of that? Does he have it?
Several
has
years.
He lost it? Maybe they paraphrase it in a different way. This is not Gasper. You would think it would be. Casper did not. Yes. That's next week. That'll be next year. He'll use cliff, too. Or what's another word for cliff?
You're not going to fall for the banana and the tailpipe?
He's falling off the edge.
The mountaintop.
Yeah, like he's slipping or
here
something like.
Here comes the cliff.
Does Tom Brady still have her? So what Bleacher Report did, they went and asked a bunch of NFL experts and legends. Now, legends, you figure out if he's a legend or not. And they went through the list, right? And this has been done 1,000 times. And they're asking, here's some of the people on the list. Warren Moon, a Hall of Famer, 9-time Pro Bowler. Drew Bledsoe, okay, longtime Patriot, 4-time Pro Bowler, former Brady teammate. Joe Theismann, we love Joe, right? Nobody loves himself some Joe more than Joe. Matt Hasselbeck, local kid, Severian High School. Bruce Arians, former Colt and Cardinals head coach, known as the QB Whisperer. Did you know that about Bruce Arians?
No.
He's known as the QB Whisperer?
Jesus, no.
I never knew that. Trent Green, two-time Pro Bowl. So they're getting all these people. They also have Darren Woodson, played defense, right? Mm-hmm. So he should know. And Tom House, QB guru who has served as one of Tom Brady's personal quarterback coaches the last 7 years.
Former pitcher.
So everybody's got an opinion.
So here's my problem with Warren
Moon.
Incredible
people, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So what Warren Moon is doing, and up until this point, he was the guy that people said, he fought back Father Time.
Yeah, I played with him when he was way into his 40s.
Right. So what's happening is he's giving us a rundown of his experience, which I get and I understand. It doesn't mean that Tom Brady is going to follow that same timeline.
Well, I heard what Warren Moon said about him, and he was saying, most people think with quarterback, he said, it's your arm. Your arm's important, right? But you don't have your legs working with the rest of your body. And then he talks about how he used to, Brady always excels, right? He's not a great athlete, but he's a scramble like that, but he can slide, move around a pocket. Your definition of mobility. But he said those things are starting to slow down a little bit for him as he gets older. The numbers are starting to show that there's deterioration coming. Even though your mind knows where you should be going, sometimes your body doesn't react as fast. You're starting to see some of that with him. And are we not seeing him give up on plays more this year?
He admits that.
Yeah. So
I
think that's what we're talking about here. It's like, you talk about that Hogan touchdown that maybe, could have happened at the end of that first half before that sack. Tom, whether it is through old age, whether it is people could sit there, well, because he's smart, he doesn't want to get hurt. But he does seem to be feeling the pressure around him, sometimes justified, others times like, you had a little bit more time if you slid over here. He's going down and giving up on plays more than we've seen.
Listen,
that's what Warren Moon's saying, and I don't think he's wrong.
The only thing I agreed with that Warren Moon said is what usually goes is not your arm, and it's usually your legs,
and
right?
In case of Peyton, because of the neck or whatever it was, right?
Yes, that was a different story. But even
just
with
get tired of getting hit.
But even with other sports like basketball, you talk about guards losing their shot. Usually, they lose it in the legs.
Yeah.
They don't lose it in the arms. The thing with Tom Brady that nobody's taken into consideration is the personnel around him. And we've seen that from game to game. There are games we talk about going into a game saying, who the hell is going to be the running back this week? Well, if you have no running back and you have nobody to pick up on the blitz to block and protect you, what do you expect Brady to do? He can't look like the Tom Brady for 2007. Nobody is saying he is that Tom Brady. He can't because he doesn't have the personnel around him.
See, I didn't want to get into a whole conversation of
We're there, brother.
But when does it end?
When he's finally done. Whether it's this year, next year, or 45.
Because you'll get an article like this every single week. I feel like we do it every single week. A new publication, a new reporter, a new outside source.
No, you're going to get
and
it next year.
And I was like, this
year,
is the worst time because he played great last week.
You're going to get it next year in August. You're going to say, 2018-19 was a good season. But it was the start of it, and this is the year where it really just falls apart on it. I mean, you're gonna hear it.
All right, we're back to the regular portion of the show where a commercial break will interrupt the two of you. These were phenomenal points both of you made in the last hour.
You did a good hour.
You did well. I'm impressed, actually.
I honestly,
you kind of played around with it because you didn't want to commit to it. But now, here he comes. He's
up.
Back.
I'm done.
You feel better now?
Yeah.
The real Glenn Ordway.
He's back.
I feel good.
There's a price to pay.
But you want to hear Shannon Sharp coming up in the next hour?
He's got the
cliff coming up. Plus, we'll get into the Celtics who won last night. How impressive was that? We'll get into all of that. And Danny Ainge has a problem, apparently, with a nickname that people have for one of his players. And it is pretty goofy and stupid. We'll get to all of that coming up next.